You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello everyone, welcome to day 124. We begin the Book of Judges, and the story picks up where the Book of Joshua left off. The Israelites have claimed the Promised Land, conquered the people, taken the cities, and now they live in peace. Well, almost all the people. We find in the Book of Judges that not everyone has been wiped out, especially the Canaanites. And that may prove to be a problem. And holding the Promised Land will prove to be far more challenging than actually getting it. In this episode, there will be an introduction to the Book of Judges, and we will read chapter 1 and chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. We are also continuing in the book of John, and Jesus meets a Samaritan woman. Two things are wrong with this picture. One, he's talking to a Samaritan. Jews just don't do that. And number two, Jesus is talking to a woman all by himself. His followers are off to the store buying food. And what's more, as this Samaritan woman tends to get around, if you know what I mean. She is the last person a holy man should be sitting alone with. But Jesus has far more on his mind, and even reveals to this Samaritan woman secrets of the afterlife, some of the secrets of heaven, stuff the followers probably really wish they could hear themselves. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. The Book of Judges, an introduction. The name of this book in English is misleading. It is not a book about people who make decisions and law courts. The Book of Judges tells the stories of some of ancient Israel's greatest heroes. These heroes were called judges, but a better name for them might be great leaders. They were great because they saved God's people from cruel and unjust rulers. They were great because they fought hard battles, often in very difficult circumstances. They were determined to obey God. But many of these heroes were not thought of as great in their time. One was left-handed, which was considered a curse from God. Another was a woman, and many people of that time thought women were less important than men. And another was the son of a prostitute. But God used all of them as heroes to save his people. The judges saved the Israelites from cruel kings. The Israelites were no longer slaves in Egypt, but even in their own land, they were sometimes under the control of foreign rulers. This happened over and over again. The people would sin against God, then God would let foreign kings gain control over his people so that they would fear and obey him. Then, at just the right time, God would raise up a hero to save his people. These judges include Othniel, Ehud, Deborah, Barak, Gideon, Jephthah, and Samson. In the book of Judges, God's people, number one, settle some of the land, but suffer losses. Number two, are rescued from enemies by heroes. And part three, fall back into sin and start a war. Judges chapter 1. Judah fights the Canaanites. After Joshua died, the Israelites prayed to the Lord, "Which of our tribes should be the first to go and fight for us against the Canaanites?" The Lord said to the Israelites,
"The tribe of Judah will go. I will let them take this land."
The men of Judah went to their relatives from the tribe of Simeon and asked for help. They said, "Brothers,
if you will come and help us fight for the land God gave us, we will go and help you fight for your land."
The men of Simeon agreed and went with them. The Lord helped the men of Judah defeat the Canaanites and the Perizzites. They killed 10,000 men at the city of Bezek. There they found the ruler of Bezek and fought him. They defeated the Canaanites and the Perizzites. The ruler of Bezek tried to escape, but the men of Judah chased him, caught him. When they caught him, they cut off his thumbs and big toes. Then the ruler of Bezek said,
"I cut off the thumbs and big toes of 70 kings, and they had to eat pieces of food that fell from my table. Now God has paid me back for what I did to them."
The men of Judah took the ruler of Bezek to Jerusalem, and he died there. The men of Judah fought against Jerusalem and captured it. They used their swords to kill the people of Jerusalem. Then they burned the city. Later, they went down to fight against some more Canaanites who lived in the hill country, in the Negev, and in the western foothills. Then the men of Judah went to fight against the Canaanites who lived in the city of Hebron. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba. They defeated the men named Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai. Caleb and his daughter. The men of Judah left that place. They went to the city of Debir to fight against the people there. In the past, Debir was called Kiriath Sepher. Caleb and his daughter. The men of Judah left that place. They went to the city of Debir to fight against the people there. In the past, Debir was called Kiriath Sepher. Before they started to fight, Caleb made a promise to the men. He said, "I will give my daughter Aksa in marriage to the man who attacks and conquers Kiriath Sepher." Othniel, the son of Caleb's brother Kenaz, defeated the city. So Caleb gave his daughter Aksa to Othniel as his wife. After Aksa and Othniel were married, she told him they should ask her father for some land. So Aksa went to her father. As she was getting off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "Well, what are you doing here?" Aksa answered,
"I came to ask you for a favor. You gave me dry desert land in the Negev. Please give me some land with water on it."
So Caleb gave her what she wanted. He gave her the upper and the lower pools of water in that land. The Kenites left the city of palm trees and went with the men of Judah. They went to the desert of Judah to live with the people there. This was in the Negev, near the city Arad. The Kenites were from the family of Moses' father-in-law. Some Canaanites lived in the city of Zavath. The men of Judah and men from the tribe of Simeon attacked them and completely destroyed the city. So they named the city Hormah. The men of Judah also captured the city of Gaza, Ashkelon, Ekron, and all the small towns around them. The Lord was on the side of the men of Judah when they fought. They took the land in the hill country, but they failed to take the land in the valleys because the people living there had iron chariots. Moses had promised to give the land near Hebron to Caleb, so that land was given to Caleb's family. The men of Caleb forced the three sons of Anak to leave that place. But the tribe of Benjamin failed to force the Jebusites living in Jerusalem to leave. So even today, the Jebusites live with the people of Benjamin in Jerusalem. Joseph's descendants captured Bethel. The descendants of Joseph went to fight against the city of Bethel, and the Lord was with them. They sent some spies to the city of Bethel, which was then called Luz. While the spies were watching, they saw a man come out of the city. They said to the man, "Show us a secret way into the city. If you help us, we will not hurt you." The man showed the spies the secret way into the city. The men of Joseph used their swords to kill the people of Bethel. But they did not hurt the man who helped them, or anyone in his family. The man and his family were allowed to go free. He went to the land where the Hittites lived and built a city. He named it Luz, and that city is still called Luz today. Other tribes fight the Canaanites. There were Canaanites living in the cities of Beth Shean, Taanach, Dor, Ebliam, Megiddo, and the small towns around these cities. And the tribe of Manasseh did not force those people to leave their towns. The Canaanites in all those places refused to leave. Later, the Israelites grew stronger and made the Canaanites work as their slaves, but never forced them to leave. Also, the tribe of Ephraim did not force the Canaanites living in Gezer to leave, so they continued to live in Gezer with the Ephraimites. The tribe of Zebulun did not force the Canaanites living in Kitron and Nahalal to leave. They forced the Canaanites to work as slaves, but they let them stay there to live. The tribe of Asher did not force the Canaanites to leave the cities of Akko, Sidon, Alab, Aksib, Helba, Aphek, or Rehob. So the people of Asher moved into those cities with Canaanites living all around them. They never forced them to leave. The tribe of Naphtali did not force out the people living in the cities of Beth Shemesh and Beth Anath. They moved in and settled among the Canaanites there and forced them to work as their slaves. The Amorites forced the tribe of Dan to live in the hill country. They had to stay in the hills because the Amorites would not let them come down to live in the valleys. The Amorites decided to stay in Mount Heres, Ajalon, and Shalbim. Later, when the descendants of Joseph grew stronger, they made the Amorites work as their slaves. The land of the Amorites was from Scorpion Pass to Sela, and up into the hill country past Sela. Judges chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. The angel of the Lord went up to the city of Bochim from the city of Gilgal. The angel spoke this message from the Lord to the Israelites. I brought you out of Egypt and led you to the land that I promised to give to your ancestors. I said, I will never break my agreement with you. But in return, you must never make any agreement with the people living in that land. You must destroy their altars. But you did not obey me. Why didn't you do what I said? Now I tell you that I will no longer force the Canaanites to leave this land. They will be a big problem for you. Their false gods will be there to trap you in sin. After the angel gave the Israelites this message from the Lord, the people cried loudly. So they named the place Bochim. There, they offered sacrifices to the Lord. John chapter 4, verses 1 to 26. Jesus talks to a woman in Samaria. Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard the report that he was making and baptizing more followers than John. But really, Jesus himself did not baptize anyone. His followers baptized people for him. So he left Judea and went back to Galilee. The road to Galilee took him through the country of Samaria. In Samaria, Jesus came to the town called Sychar, which is near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus was tired from his long trip, so he was sitting beside the well. About noon, a Samaritan woman came to the well to get some water, and Jesus said to her, "Please give me a drink." This happened while his followers were in town buying food. The woman answered,
"I am surprised that you ask me for a drink. You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman."
"Jews have nothing to do with Samaritans." Jesus answered, "You have no idea what God has for you, and you don't know who is here asking you for a drink. If you knew, you would have asked me, and I would have given you fresh, life-giving water, the woman said.
Sir, where will you get that living water? The well is very deep and you have nothing to get water with. Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob? He is the one who gave us this well. He drank water from it himself, and his sons and all his animals drank water that came from this well.
Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But anyone who drinks the water I give will never be thirsty again. The water I give people will be like a spring flowing inside them. It will bring them eternal life, the woman said to Jesus.
Sir, give me this water, then I'll never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come back here to get more water.
Jesus told her, go and get your husband and come back. The woman answered,
but I have no husband.
Jesus said to her, you are right to say you have no husband. That's because although you have had five husbands, the man you live with now is not your husband. That much was the truth, the woman said.
Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews say that Jerusalem is a place where people must worship.
Jesus said, believe me, the time is coming when you people will worship the Father without being on this mountain or in Jerusalem. There is so much you Samaritans don't understand about the one you worship. We Jews worship him with a full understanding because it is through the Jews that he is saving the world. But the time is coming when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. In fact, that time is now here, and these are the kind of people the Father wants to be his worshipers. God is spirit, so the people who worship him must worship in spirit and truth, the woman said.
I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us.
Then Jesus said to her, he is talking to you now. I am that one. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 9 to 18.
With their words, hypocrites can destroy their neighbors, but with what they know, good people can escape. When good people are successful, the whole city is happy, and they all shout with joy when evil people are destroyed. Blessings from the honest people living in a city will make it great, but the things evil people say can destroy it. Stupid people say bad things about their neighbors, but wise people know to be quiet. People who tell secrets about others cannot be trusted, but those who can be trusted keep quiet. A nation without wise leaders will fall. Many good advisors make a nation safe. You will be sorry if you promise to pay a stranger's debt. Refuse to make such promises, and you will be safe. A kind and gentle woman gains respect, but violent men gain only wealth. People who are kind will be rewarded for their kindness, but cruel people will be rewarded with trouble. The work of evil people is all lies, but those who do right will receive a good reward.
That was day 124. Join us for day 125. We're continuing in the book of Judges. An angel of the Lord appears at Bochim. A new generation emerges in Israel. Will this new generation have the same faith, or will they decide to worship the false gods, Baal and Ashtoreth? And in the book of John, the Samaritan woman returns with the report that she spoke with the Messiah. But will the other Samaritans in town believe her that a Messiah can actually come from the Jews? We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.